This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Iranians voted Friday in a presidential election in which ultra-conservative cleric Ebrahim Raisi is seen as the race's favorite over a lack of real competition. After all, serious rivals were barred from running. After a lackluster campaign, low turnout was expected in a country exhausted by a punishing regime of U.S. sanctions that has dashed the hopes of many for a brighter future. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei cast the first vote in Tehran and urged the country's nearly 60 million eligible voters to follow suit. After a two-hour extension following calls from some media and the campaigns of candidates, voting officially closed at 2 a.m. Saturday. The election winner will take over in August from President Hassan Rouhani, a moderate who has served the maximum two consecutive four-year terms allowed under the Constitution. The UN General Assembly on Friday called for a stop to the flow of arms to Myanmar and urged the military to respect November's election results and release political detainees, including civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The General Assembly adopted a resolution with the support of 119 countries several months after the military overthrew Suu Kyi's elected government February 1st. Belarus requested the text be put to a vote and was the only country to oppose it. 36 nations abstained, including China and Russia. UN Special Envoy to Myanmar, Christine Schraner-Bergener, told the General Assembly after the vote that the risk of a large-scale civil war in the country is real. Earlier, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres had pushed the General Assembly to act, saying that we cannot live in a world where military coups become a norm. It is totally unacceptable. This is VOA News. As he announces more progress in the nation's vaccination push, President Joe Biden said Friday the numbers are proof the shots work, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president says 300 million doses have been administered during his first 150 days in office. Nearly 43% of the population is now fully vaccinated.
Deaths and hospitalizations are drastically down in places where people are getting vaccinated.
But he says some areas with lower vaccination rates are seeing more cases and deaths. At Atlanta's historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, Vice President Harris watched people get vaccines and urged others to follow.
We together have the power to end this pandemic.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization voiced alarm Friday at surging COVID-19 cases across Africa. With the spread of new, more contagious variants, even as vaccination rates remain dangerously low. According to WHO data, the number of new COVID-19 cases in Africa rose to more than 116,500 in the week ending June 13th. Michael Ryan is the head of the WHO Emergency Response Program.
And it is very clear that there are strong signals coming from Africa and from the African region of WHO that the disease is on the rise, the impact is rising, and we need to move quickly to support those systems and get the most vulnerable people vaccinated.
Ryan warned across the continent the trajectory was pointing straight up, with more than 100% increases in a range of countries and more than 50% in others. U.S. Catholic bishops have overwhelmingly approved the drafting of a so-called teaching document many of them hope will rebuke Catholic politicians, including President Joe Biden, for receiving communion despite their support for abortion rights. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The Vatican is calling for a more cautious and collegial approach to the issue. Kansas City, Kansas Archbishop Joseph Nauman says President Biden's stand on abortion goes too far.
Those who advocate for abortion no longer talk in the language of choice. They talk about it as a right. That's what our president talks about it as a right.
San Diego Bishop Robert McElroy says this would invite all types of political animosity.
The sacrament which seeks to make us one will become, for millions of Catholics, a sign of division.
President Biden was asked about possibly being disqualified from receiving communion.
That's a private matter, and I don't think that's going to happen.
The president attends Mass regularly and says he personally opposes abortion. I'm Ed Donahue.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.